पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमः यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनिदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान कृष्ण तवैवास्मि न जिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्मय माम चरणं My humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Parshisham Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And also to my Shiksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Parshisham Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. You know that in a couple of years, by the grace of his Guru, Srila Prabhupada, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, preached everywhere in the whole universe the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami very quickly, especially by translating and writing books and distributing books. Those who have never seen him, they come to ISKCON and to this line only by his name, fame and glory. I also came by his only grace, especially his grace, though grace of my Gurudev, but especially by Swamiji. And very quickly, in a couple of months, years, I'm also traveling everywhere where he used to be. I had a curiosity that I must take darshan of the lands where Swamiji very quickly preached, and he was there. And this is like a tirtha,
pilgrimage place,
very sacred.
Pilgrimage
for my mind, and that is why I came first, and I saw his glory everywhere. But now, for some of reasons, the devotees are being weak. Some of them have left, because after him, no good nourishment, no such sweet behaviors, and not good training, quarreling each other. So many of them left. Many of them had become like Ritviks. Only they are really not Ritvik, but they saw that we have no faith, so what should we do? They are organized, though it is like against bhakti cult. One became Babaji Sahajiya, and in the influence of Sahajiya Babaji also. Some became Bodhis, they are going to be Bodhist and so many things. Some nothing, a householder and very wretched, eating, drinking, again the same thing. So, he called in his time, come and help in my preaching. At that time I could not. But very soon, I came. Oh, Prabhupada told him to preach in Western countries. And he preached after how many years? So, 43 years. And he called me and I came after only
20 years.
So no problem. Only 20 years. So it is more sooner. I came. I responded. And now everywhere. Again they have and they are going to be inspired again. And again, oh, life is coming in them. I'm very happy. I know that our Guru Varg had told that by preaching, even one person is following you, or your preaching is success. Swamiji Maharaj also had told in him. I'm happy that with his response, we are moving everywhere a team of school. No? Team of school. Some principals, some professors, some teachers of so many qualifications. And to give a camp like college or a school.
Training camp.
We are now in training camp. And so many persons having so many diseases coming. And we are... we have so many kinds of treatments, operations also.
Medicines.
And medicine.
And screwdrivers.
So, I'm happy that we are helping now something. So many senior and sincere devotees of Swamiji are helping us. By their help, we are doing something. Otherwise, it was impossible to preach. And good response is coming. I want that it should be stable.
Established
means?
Sthiti-shil.
Theek hai? It should be stable. You should not be weak. Any doubt? Oh, now so many. Sujo.
Convenience. Opportunity.
In a moment you can, if any doubt you can, oh, phone me. Narayan Maharaj, I have this doubt. At once a response will come. A man, a devotee, can ask, why Prabhupada introduced Yajnapavit in the new scheme? In our Mahaprabhu line, no Yajnapavit.
Sacred thread.
And Prabhupada came and he introduced Tridanda Sanyas, saffron cloth and this Yajnapavit Upanayan. Why you did? Oh, ignorant persons can ask these questions. What is the meaning of ignorance? That they don't know about anything. From beginning of our creation, oh, it was introduced. In Upanishad we see,
Narad Parivrajak Upanishad.
In beginning Upanishad, Gautam, Javala and so many, they took initiation and Yajnapavit. At the time of Ramchandra Vishi, Vasishth was giving to all those who were qualified. Even those who were not Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, even to Shudra, they used to give if he is qualified. Chatur Varnam, Vyashtishtam, Guna,
Karma.
But after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when we see that Madhavendra Puripar, Sannyasi, Dandish Sannyasi was Ishwar Puripad, Mahaprabhu himself, Sarup Damodar, Nityananda Prabhu, all their lives in suffering clothes and with threat, Jagya Pavit. And after that we see so many, but Chaitanya, Rupa and Sanatan, something as a regard for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Mahaprabhu is sannyasi. Oh, we should not take that position. Never, never, never. With the association of Muslims, oh, we are like Muslims. So Muslim had no right to take it. It was their humbleness. Really, they were Brahmins. Sacred thread was there, but even they refused to be. And they, why? Because it was Paramahansa ways. Paramahansa has no ways. They can be naked also, like Sukadeva Goswami, Nityananda Prabhu, Avadhut. They have no certain
rule and regulation.
Ved cannot control them, Mahabhagavat. They are out of all etiquettes. They can create etiquettes. Etiquettes runs after them. So no, for Rupa Sanatan, Rupa and Jeev and Raghunath Goswami, oh, no need of that. And very humbly they told that, oh, we are the Dasanudas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They thought them unqualified for Jagyopavit and all sannyas. And Mahaprabhu never
forced them
to do so. He knew that they are Paramahansa. We see in epics, in Vedas, four Vedas, Upanishad, Puran, no Babaji name, no cult Babaji. Never, there was nothing. Oh, as a regard for forefathers, our grandfathers, is you to take them Baba Baba. Only this one. But after some time, after Rupa Sanatan, I don't know Rupa Sanatan in Hari Bhakti Vilasi or in his so many books, thousands of books our Goswamis has made. But never anywhere used Babaji. I don't know from where it came, Babaji. Only it came, it may be, as a regard for forefathers. But after some time, this Babaji, Babaji, Chota Babaji, Bada Babaji, Chota Babaji, Rupa Goswami, and Bada Baba,
Sanatan
Goswami. They used to do. And this Babaji word gradually came Babaji Maharaj. Babaji Maharaj now. And then, oh, came in this way. Prabhupada saw that now it is very hard to be in this samaj.
Society.
All are hating Babaji. With 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 widows in India. Widow. And they are thinking that we are doing Upapati Bhav and Parakiya Bhajan. So it was very hard to give his apna parichay.
Identification.
That I am Vaishnava in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They have done so many things. So at that time, it was very hard to give his parichay,
identification
in Bhadra Samaj. In?
In a decent and cultured society.
And that is why he again produced this. It was in four Vaishnava Sampradaya. It was in also Mayabadi Sampradaya. Those were up till Brahmachari, Grihastha. And for sannyasi, oh, nothing was that. Even cutting choti and everything. So, Srila Prabhupada saw and he thought that if he will have to preach the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then in a real sense, or we will have to be first brahmachari. And after that brahmachari, we should be vanprastha if he is married. And after that sannyasi, sannyasi means Babaji, same mantra. We should not be first gopi. We should try to maintain all these rules and regulations which has been chalked out in Hari Bhakti Vilas. First, you should obey. Complete brahmachari then. And if from brahmachari or trained in all these subjects, or if you want to be grihastha, or you can come grihastha. And you should. And after some time, you should come in vanaprastha. And those who want to directly come from brahmachari, they should be. They will be renounce order sannyasi. And thus he introduced and established a math in Mayapur, and from there he trained over. And all over Bengal first. A movement was there. And there, kya usme kranti mach gayi.
Revolution came in
there. A revolution came in Bengal. Everywhere. Oh, what is this? And all were attracted, especially young generation. Was attracted. And thus in whole Bengal, and then in whole India. And now, by his grace, in whole world. So this thing is of a proud. It is of proud. First, be in brahmachari. Follow the rules and regulations. You should be qualified in all tattva, Krishna tattva, Jiva tattva, Maya tattva, and all kinds of philosophy. And then if you want to be married, qualified grihastha. And after that, if you like, you can come in vanaprastha, or in sannyas, or direct from brahmachari to sannyas. It is a legal thing. And if you have not, don't know anything, ABCD of tattva, and at once you will go in paramahansa, gopi mood, it is absurd. Then, so many
unwanted
vyabhichar, anavashyak hai. It is bound to come.
Illicit activity.
Bound. So Prabhupada saved the whole world by his kranti,
revolution.
And thus, we are hearing something. Babaji can come, those who are 5 and 6 widows, nonsense, they can do, they can never do. Anyone cannot listen them. They cannot sit in a good
civilized society.
They cannot move there, they cannot speak anything. Now, who are Babaji? Especially, I know, that who were rejected by Gaudiya society in character and anything. And they became Babaji. Very
easy.
Very cheap, shortcut. They became.
They don't want to be patient.
They don't know anything. So, Srila Prabhupada has sent us. And we should try to follow him correctly. For Western devotees, I request they don't change their husband daily. Even in 60 or 100 years, that should be like. For change as what you have done before. Oh, you have done before. But now, don't change.
Being devotee, not
change. Now you should try to follow Vedic culture, which is favorable for bhakti. Otherwise, there will be no bhakti. And if you have divorced, then be now renounced. Don't try to again marriage if you are divorced. And if even in grihastha life, oh, better, you should be. And from there you should do bhakti. Sthane sthita tanuman manobhi prayaso ajit jito pitrai. Where you are, from there you should do bhakti. Thinking that I am in Vrindavan, on the bank of Yamuna, very beautiful forest. And there Radha Krishna, under a beautiful kadamba tree. I am doing bhajan on the bank of Radha Kunda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like this. So, we are moving here and there like a school or college, camp college, to make train all we have come. And you should try to learn something. If you have any question, in any case, you can ask. There are so many qualified persons, devotees, they will answer you. But our mission is successful. Thank for Prabhu.
Ram Prabhu.
Oh, he has organized a very good and big life school where we are. And oh, this Prabhu,
Sarva Bhavana Prabhu.
With family, whole family, he served him in all way. And also all others here. His wife, two uncle more, two fingers more.
Silpakarini.
Oh, he served him more. And inspiring us so much. Oh, wife of what?
Janki Devi.
She is Janki Devi. Janki Devi is Janki Devi. And so we. So Prem Ras and so many. And the devotees who are coming with me, inspiring me as a school. So many. First Prabhu.
Madhav
Maharaj. Madhav Maharaj. Pundarik Prabhu. Oh, Krishna Bhajan Prabhu. Ashram Maharaj. And Shyamarani. They are my right and left hands, preaching here and there. I cannot repay them. But if you want to know something, you can ask. What is sansar? What is sansar? I believe. What is sansar means? Angreji?
Material world.
Gita ka, Jaiva Dharma ka ye shabd hai, sansar. Sansar.
Sansar means this material world, an entanglement in this material world, in the form of wife, husband, children, house, animals, money-making, this is called sansar. With all the time is absorbed in taking care of the externals without giving any time for one's spiritual development.
What is the root of all sansar?
Forgetfulness of Krishna, our relationship. Forgetfulness of Krishna and our relationship.
Especially, dehatma buddhi. What is that?
Identification with the body.
Identification with the body, the expansion of the body, like land, house, family, children, wife.
And the place of birth is worshipable.
Yes, and the place of birth is worshipable.
What is Krishna sansar?
Krishna sansar. Yes.
Try to hear. Oh, you are householders. Now transform what? Oh, this world to Krishna sansar. And what is Krishna sansar, you should know.
Ordinary sansar is when husband, wife and entire family is engaged totally in looking after their own body and mundane relationship where there is no aspiration for practicing the most important responsibility or duty of a human being, that is to get out of the cycle of birth and death. But Krishna Sankhar means where Krishna is the center of all activities, where everything is done to satisfy the senses of Sri Rishikesh Krishna. In that way one is not entangled in any fruitive work, and therefore very soon by the mercy of Guru and Krishna one attains the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told essence of all teachings in two lines. Krishnera sansar karo, chhadi anachar, jive daya Krishna nam sarva dharma sar. What is the meaning? Yo, Madhav Mara.
Krishnera sansar karo, chhadi anachar, jive daya Krishna nam sarva dharma sar. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, Krishnera sansar karo, he'll do the sansar of Krishna, means where everything will be centralized to Krishna, not to other things. Chhadi anachar, and give up the illicit activity. And whatever you do, please do for the benefit of Hari Guru and Vaishnava. Jive daya, and you have to be merciful for living entity. Don't think that I am so high and they are so small entity, I shall smash them. Don't think so. And even you will not, you are not have the right to kill an ant also. And name ruchi, and you have to taste in holy name. And this is the essence of all religion.
If you want to ask anything, you can ask. So one thing, I heard a question that if a person is not initiated or he has been initiated first Harinam only, has he right to offer offerings to Krishna, or how, what he should do? What he should do?
If he is simple hearted, then it's okay and Bhagavan will accept everything from him. But if he knowingly not accepting Diksha, or no need to take an initiation. For them, scripture told, Bina Guru Diksha Vihinasya, Na Bhakti Na Sadgati, Ata Sarva Prayatrena Guruna Dikshita Bhavet. If you have not taken initiation from a bona fide Gurudev, that what to say about devotion, you could not advance in an inch in Krishna devotion, and you have not any good goal in your life. So, you have to do by your all effort to be initiated by a bona fide Gurudev. What to say about human beings? Marjada Purushottam Lord Ramchandra came and he took initiation from Vasishtha Rishi. Lila Purushottam Krishna Chandra incarnated in this world and he took initiation from Bhagavad Rishi. And moreover, Prem Purushottam Sriman Mahaprabhu came and he took initiation from Ishwar Puripad. So they taught us that without proper initiation, everything go in vain. So must have to take proper initiation. Then we are qualified to offer bhoga to Krishna.
If a person is not totally initiated, but he has some
faith
and honor for Krishna, and he knows that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, or he thinks to be Nrisimhadev or Ram or any
Vishnu Tattva.
And he wants to serve and he did some puja like this. He doesn't know. He has has learned something from his family, his father, mother, or anything. And he has not taken initiation. Or he can do. He can. That we have heard. Nano pachara krita atmanam
krita pujanam
artabandho premnaiva
bhakta hridayam sukha vidrutam
sar
javat jatasti khutari jathari jatharam ki basa tabat sukha bhavatam nanubhakchate.
If you are initiated fully but you have no love and affection for Krishna, then if you will offer by mantra with sodasopachar, 16 kinds of paraphernalia, even Krishna will not accept. But where prem is there, oh, Krishna will have so much
hunger
for taking. When he will offer and I will take. And if he is bringing and he has not offered, oh, Krishna will run after and he will take. A prem is there. Bhavagrahi
janardanam.
But even he is not fully, second initiation, third, fourth, fifth, five. It may be so many.
Patra pustam phalam toyam jami bhakta tayachati.
If with bhakti we will offer, he is bound to take. But the Kanishta Adhikari Vaishnava, his faith is not so much. He cannot have like this. It may be that in past verse he has some impression like this and he has done Guru. For them it is. And it will be. For them only. Not for or in this birth, and anyhow he is associating, and he is Kanishta. No, it will not be there. But if he has some Shraddha, he can offer. Like Swamiji did, introducing. No second initiation. And then he told you can do offer. Oh, Namo Mahavadanyaya. Krim pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya namne
Namo Brahmanna Deva
Namo Brahmanna Devaya Go Brahmanitaya
Cha Jagadhidaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna.
Oh, a question may come here. Whether Swami Ji has taken initiation from his Gurudev or not, and he knew all these systems and rules and regulation, how to be. And he knowingly told these things. What is reality? He saw that, anyhow, I should introduce all this. For them, only rule regulation is that they should not take meat, eggs,
Alcohol,
smoking and all this. Oh, all right. And they should think that they are devotees. And for that, why? He gave initiation, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he told that now you are devotees and you can offer by this mantra. What this mantra? Namo Brahmanna Devaya, Go Brahmane Hitaya Cha. And that, Namo Mahavadan. This is not offering mantra. He knew. But knowingly he didn't. Because at that time they were not qualified for this.
They're unqualified.
In the beginning they translated Archana Deepika from your Gurudev.
But not following.
Not following. It was too difficult.
Very difficult it was. But now, so many waters have gone in river, passed away. Now they are so much qualified. More than Indians. They can do. So now, in proper way they should do. So he sent me, Swamiji, go and introduce all these things. they are doing what? 1 hour. Only arati.
Agarbhakti.
1 hour. Krishna is very hungry. When he will
finish this.
Finish. And then again they took now lamp. Lamp 1 hour. Krishna saw that, oh, I will today die. I must die. In the meantime, he ran away. Don't follow this. What has been told? You should try it. You can give agarbatti 3 times, no harm. And 2 others, sir, again. Then lamp 14 times, as not more than that. Otherwise, Krishna will be very worried for that. He can run away from there. And you will give. And especially he fears. And when he, anyone takes the club of
Chamar.
Oh. So, I think they are doing bam. Bam means
exercise
there. Krishna says, oh, he came to give me some offerings and now he's
exercise.
Don't do all these things. So when you do, normally what is written? Don't discover a new thing. At that time, Swamiji engaged them anyhow. It was very, very
difficult
for him or anyone to introduce Jainakena Prakarana. And he introduced them and he engaged them in this. Now a time has come that we should reform and we should pro. At the time of giving offerings, so many things, you should tell what is process. Etad naivedyam sa tulasi paniya jalam or sinkling ya avat kling gauraya. You should call him for that. Especially you should, at first you should remember your Gurudev. My offering he may reject. But my Gurudev offering he cannot reject. So first Gurudev. Not for taking prasadam, but for offering prasadam to Radha, Krishna and Mahaprabhu. In this way, by your
mind.
And when Guruji is there, you can go and see in Puri. In Puri, Radhakant Mat or Gopal Guru will Vigra. Come first. His Vigra will come. And then, Bhog will be offered. Thinking that, Gopal Guru is giving. Still now. So you should try to follow all these things. But those who are not initiated second, upavid, they should take initiation. Otherwise, if Guru is thinking that they should wait for more time, then they can offer like this. Prabhu, I don't do anything. Gurudev, you should offer. And he can do. And Krishna is bhavjara. Grahi Janardana, and they will accept in what grade he is qualified. So they can do. Now time is over, 11. If any you question or you want to discuss with me anything, you can come. Our here classes are now finished. Now our school will go to America for some days here and there. First name.
Said to Krishna, you won't be able to.
The
really
question is wrong because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not took
golden complexion.
Oh, Krishna too.
Krishna. So Radharani is saying to Krishna that you won't be able to digest my bhavs. You may faint. So I'll cover you with my complexion so that I will take the pain when you fall down. Is this true?
I have never heard like this.
I didn't think so.
Anyone can tell, but I have no capacity to tell like this. Don't give classes like this. They should try to reform it.
They should follow our parampara.
They should not praise the gopi bhav or all other things. They should
simply repeat
what our Guru Bhargava has done. How I am preaching in this land. And that is for a special thing. Gopi mood or manjari mood or what mood. It will come itself in our heart. With sattva, suddha sattva, it will come. So they should try to wait for that. Anything? Any question?
Somebody
asked me
about Vaikuntha Loka. What knowledge do they have about Goloka Vrindavan? What knowledge do they have about Krishna? Kya karan? Kehne ki Vaikuntha vasiyo, unlogo to
पहुंचना ही है
नहीं है तो ये कृष्ण गोलोक संबंध में उनको क्या विचार है क्या ज्ञान है
वी कैन टेल समथिंग इन टू स्टेजेस एक तटस्थ अवस्था में और एक उस विषय में ऑब्जर्व होकर के एनीथिंग कैन बी टोल्ड Only in tatastha,
neutral,
knowing all these things, and for general it is told. So when it will be told in general, then Sukadeva Goswami or anyone, they can tell like this, Sanatana Goswami has told in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. There are 5 kinds of devotees. Jnani Bhakta, Shuddha Bhakta,
Premi
Bhakta, Prematur Bhakta,
Prempar
Bhakta, and
Prematur
Bhakta. 5. And they will explain all these things that from Vaikunthi is superior than Devi Lok. Are Brahmalok. And Ajodhya is more superior than Vaikuntha. Both places in Vaikuntha there is 2.5 hours. In Ajodhya same, but gradation is more. In Vaikuntha, Shanta, Dasya, and suck half. But in Ajodhya, some more superior. Shant very little. Dasya complete. And then? Some motherlyhood and some and friendship. Both. So more superior than that. And from this Ajodhya, Dwarka is more superior. Here, Swakiya mood also, plus Adhai Rash, in more developed position. And also Shwakiya is there. And there is so many sons, children, so many other things, more superior. And more superior is Mathura, because Krishna took birth in that mandal, Mathura mandal, where Braja was. Taram tameva nityam maham braja. And from that, Gokul is more superior. O Sakhya Bhav, Varsalya Mood is there. O Dasya, more superior than Ajodhya and Dwarka. And from there, Gokul, O Vrindavan is more superior. From Vrindavan, Govardhan is more superior. In Govardhan area, O Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. And in Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, Krishna has given supremacy of
Radha Kund.
O Radha Kund is O herself Sri Radhika. So in Tatastha Vichar,
being in neutral.
But Jasoda will tell Gokul is shrest, superior, supermost. And Sakha, O Vrindavan and all other places. And gopis, or Radha Kunda. In this way, we can explain all these things. Then it may be complete. But in Tatastha Avastha, if anyone is observed in a same, in any
mood,
a special rush, he will describe only that glorify. He cannot glorify others. Gaur Pramanande. My heartly blessings to.
Thus ends the class on the morning of the 16th of December in Germany, 2001, 16 December. Hare Krishna.
Patimattacharitray Suhasitananchapaline Jeeva.